We spend so much time looking at the latest tech innovations or, the next big thing for market-moving news.
Right.
But sometimes I think the real story is hiding in plain sight, in something much more basic.
Interesting.
Today, we are going to look at how just reopening a power plant can send shockwaves through the stock market.
Yeah.
We're talking about the old Three Mile Island nuclear plant. It's now called the Crame Clean Energy Center.
Fascinating.
At the center of this is a 20-year deal between Constellation Energy,
right,
who runs the plant,
okay,
and Microsoft.
Uh-huh.
Constellation will be sending power from Crane to those massive data centers that Microsoft runs.
Wow.
The facilities that power everything from email to those crazy AI calculations that are going on right now.
Yeah.
That takes a ton of energy.
I can only imagine.
So what we're going to try and do today is break down the financial impacts of this deal for investors like you. We'll look at how this all unfolded and see what it tells us about how the market reacts to these kinds of energy and technology partnerships.
Cool. Let's do it.
So what do you think is the big picture here when we see a tangible asset like a power plant directly impacting a major corporation like Microsoft?
Well, I think it shows how important energy is for our economy, especially in the digital age.
Right.
Microsoft wants to grow in cloud computing and AI,
uh-huh,
but they need a reliable source of power to do that.
Exactly.
This deal gives them just that.
And it's not just a story about two companies.
Right.
Reopening this power plant is going to mean big things for Pennsylvania.
I'll bet.
We are talking about something like $16 billion added to the state's GDP.
Wow.
And something like 3,400 jobs created.
That's huge.
That's not just from the plant itself, but all the businesses it's going to support.
Absolutely.
All the new people moving to the area, to work those jobs.
It's going to have a ripple effect for sure.
Now let's look at how this impacted stock prices. Okay.
When they announced that the plant was reopening and the deal with Microsoft, Constellation Energy's stock price went way up.
Interesting.
It seems like investors are betting on the future of clean energy, carbon-free sources like nuclear.
Yeah.
And they, that Constellation has locked in a customer for the next 20 years.
That's right.
It's a good sign for Constellation's business model.
It shows they can adapt and find a place in this changing energy landscape.
Definitely.
I think this is a big signal about how investors are viewing clean energy in the long term.
Okay.
Especially as the tech sector needs more and more power.
Now, Microsoft's stock also got a little bump.
Mm-hmm.
Not as big as Constellation's,
mm-hmm,
but still positive.
Right.
I guess that makes sense.
Makes sense to me.
Reliable power is critical for their core business.
Totally.
All those cloud services and AI stuff we talked about.
Yeah.
Investors like to see stability.
Stability and predictability are key for investors.
Yeah.
Especially in today's volatile market. Right. And this is a really good example of how the market sees different sides of the same deal.
Interesting point.
So for Constellation, this deal means direct growth.
It's their bread and butter.
For Microsoft, it's more about making sure their operations can keep humming.
Exactly.
And the stock prices reflect those differences.
That's really insightful.
Now, of course, we always have to keep in mind the bigger picture.
Right.
Things like a bull or bear market,
mm-hmm,
can also affect stock prices.
Of course.
Regardless of good news like this.
Definitely.
So for those of you who own stock in either of these companies,
yeah,
or thinking about investing,
yeah,
you're probably wondering about dividends and long-term growth now that this 20-year deal is in place.
Right.
Are both companies in a good position for success in the long run?
Shareholders are trying to predict the future.
Exactly.
Will this deal bring in consistent profits down the line?
That's the million-dollar question.
They're looking for any clues they can get.
So as you can see, understanding how the market reacts to events like this,
mm-hmm,
a power plant reopening,
right,
partnering with a major tech company,
mm-hmm,
it's vital for making smart investment choices.
Absolutely.
And this Crane Clean Energy Center and Microsoft deal is a perfect example of how these dynamics play out.
It's a really clear illustration of how seemingly unrelated events can have a big impact on the market.
So it makes you wonder, right? What other under-the-radar developments are happening out there?
Right.
What else could give us clues about where the market is headed?
Right. That's a great question for your listeners to ponder.
It really is.
Lots to think about.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
It was a pleasure being here.
We'll see you next time.
See ya.